But it's time now for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill, brought to us by the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They are inviting you to join the local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress today. Visit their website, carolinachamber.org, to learn more about the chamber and chamber membership. Joined on the phone, since it is Tuesday, by Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back. And it was nice to have a little time off and away, but good to be back again.
Absolutely. We're working through some technical difficulties here. So listeners out there, hope you'll just have some patience and bear with us. Still plenty to catch up on since we were not able to speak with Jen last week due to the 4th of July holiday and some of the results there. But a lot to catch up with. And Jen, I think we have to start with what everybody is talking about. Have you seen any of the wolf-dog hybrids wandering into Hillsboro?
I have not seen the wolf-dog hybrids, but for my sake, it would be exciting to see one. But for their sake, I hope they are safe out in the country away from so many cars and people.
Oh, man, that was absolutely wild news that we got yesterday. And of course, it is in the northern part of the county. We've been hearing about them on the loose, but Orange County Animal Services still warning everybody to keep their eyes out. One of many stories that we are tracking from there. Another story that we've talked about in the past, Jen, and we did just kind of get a recent update from the town government on this, is the reservoir expansion project. And it feels like it's been going on for a long time, and that's because it is a very broad and very tricky project to do. But word recently that the Carrboro Road is reopening. It was having, I believe it was had to be closed because of equipment and construction being done on that as part of the expansion. That's now reopened. So from what you have heard, Jen, how is everything going with the expansion project as we enter these final stages?
Well, you know, a lot of times in government, no news is good news. And having heard no major news about mishaps, I'm assuming that everything is going as planned. And like you said, the roads are open and they're starting to let the reservoir fill up some more. You know, they had to look for construction, but now they're allowing it to fill up some more. As part of the phase one levels. And I assume all is going as planned as we near the final steps of this very long, complicated project.
Now, obviously, we've not been in a situation like Hillsboro and the rest of Orange County was in for a while, where there was that drought a couple years back where water levels had to be kind of decreased and people were being told, hey, watch your water use. But we are kind of seeing stuff like that happening right now in the Pacific Northwest, just some extreme and crazy heat going on there. And of course, it's the result of climate change, as folks have come out and said there's no way it's not a result of that. So it's fair to say these kinds of weather events and unexpected weather events like that can be foreseen down the road in our community too. How will this reservoir expansion help with that, but also just help with kind of year-to-year, day-to-day use?
Well, this will help ensure that Hillsboro water users, water customers, have a reliable source of water. Looking into the future, you know, with climate change, it's so much of our story is and will continue to be too much water or too little water, water in the wrong places, or not enough water where you need it. And so certainly drinking water is incredibly important to every community. And this reservoir expansion will provide that safety net for us.
We're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Jen Weaver. You can find details about that reservoir expansion project and Carrboro Road being reopened by heading to their website, hillsboronc.gov. And Jen, this was something that we were not able to talk about because of that 4th of July holiday, and because I think it happened right after some details on it were finalized right after the last time we spoke, but some on the opposite side of fire, some fire safety changes have been made within the town government in terms of the fire marshal services are now no longer being run through the town of Hillsboro. They will indeed be run through Orange County. I'm hoping you can share a little bit of information on this and why this change was made.
Absolutely. So, you know, thinking about how we do these inspections is something that's come up in conversations off and on over the years. And with our longtime fire marshal, Jerry Wagner, retiring back in September, it kind of opened a window to think more deeply about how we wanted to handle these services. And so we decided to give this a try after talking with the county, and we're contracting with the county to have those inspection services, fire code enforcement, go to the county. And with our part-time inspector, David Cates, you know, we certainly wanted to be sure that he had some job security, has gone on to work, you know, he's gone on to work for the county and their fire marshal division. And those services will be done through there. And as far as kind of what will change in people's experience is that business owners will continue, who have existing inspection schedules, will keep those same schedules. There should be smooth transition there, but then new inspection schedules will be made, will be onboarded with the county.
And this is, it's probably not something that folks usually think of, but I imagine that just having to work through Orange County, there likely won't be that much of a difference, won't be much of a drop-off having to coordinate with the county instead of the town government now, correct?
That's right. We had some good conversations with the county and feel confident that this will work out for everyone, save the town some money, and streamline things a little bit through working with the county.
Got it. Well, we're speaking with Jen Weaver about those changes to the fire marshal services. You can definitely find out more by heading to hillsboronc.gov, but you can also check out orangecountync.gov if you are in need of those. One thing that we talked about previously, Jen, but I'm curious to follow up with now that we are mostly into July and out of June, lots of different events and things that happened in our community, in our region for Pride Month throughout June. And we talked about how the town of Hillsboro bought Pride flags and had Pride flags up in the town for the majority of June for the first time this year. And we were talking in the first week, and you said there was a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback from folks saying that they were happy to see them up. Now that we are into a new month, and I imagine those flags have been taken down, with the month's perspective in terms of feedback and people sharing those comments with you, what's the overall takeaway? Do you expect Hillsboro to do it again in the future?
Well, the overall takeaway is that it was overall an incredibly positive move for our community. It was so meaningful to so many people of various identities. So I feel really proud that we had those flags up. And an interesting and unpredicted phenomenon that occurred is that it came to light as a result of some of the folks who were less excited about the flags, that the town did not actually have, that Duke Energy does not allow flags on poles on their electrical poles. And so looking forward, Hillsboro will not be able to have any flags on poles, including the American flags, which we put up multiple times a year. So that was a surprise. And it's not something that Duke Energy tends to, basically, I'll just say they enforce it when it comes to their attention. And so we want to be good partners with Duke Energy and in using their equipment. And so really, we're just engaging in conversations with them about different forms. They're, you know, it's banners instead of flags on poles, other ways to celebrate important events.
I was going to say that does come to a surprise. I imagine as much for the town government as it does to me and other folks. And you have a while, I imagine, before this is going to be, there's a holiday that comes around where it makes sense to put something up. But it's worth asking, is the town already kind of thinking of what those alternative options are going to be for not just Pride Month, but for anything that's upcoming?
We are thinking about it, among many other things that we're thinking about. But yes, certainly we're putting our heads to that and looking ahead. And part of that will have to involve communications with the community just about what has changed, because I would imagine maybe Labor Day might be the next time we would typically fly those flags. I don't have the flag schedule in front of me, but and so now people might wonder where the American flags have gone. So. It's local government, never a dull moment.
That is certainly true. We are speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. And Jen, we've got to begin to wrap up, but always, as you said, lots of things happening with the local government, but of course around the Hillsborough community too. Any upcoming events that you want to highlight for the listeners?
Absolutely. I want folks to know that there is a Tomato Fest picnic coming up at the Burwell School on July 24th, and that will include a tomato pie contest. We have celebrity guest judges. We've got Bill Smith, Nancy McDermott, and Margaret Brooks, who folks may know is Kazmikia Corbett's grandmother, who Dr. Corbett spoke about so glowingly at the commencement and on other places. And it's going to be a great family festive event, and I'm really looking forward to it. And if folks want to enter that tomato pie contest, go to the Burwell School site for more information.
That definitely sounds like a fun time. I'd have to say, though, I do have a confession to make, and it's not really something you hear very many Southerners say. I'm not a big tomato fan. Are you? Do you like tomatoes, Jen?
You know, I was not a tomato fan until I was an adult. And the story behind that is I hated fresh tomatoes growing up. And then I was dating someone in my early 20s who made me dinner that had fresh tomatoes on the plate. And I, you know, it felt like I should eat the food prepared for me. And it turned out I liked tomatoes. So maybe you just need to try one.
Maybe so. I think it's more of a texture than a taste thing. I like tomato tasting things. But, you know, I have to say, if anything could turn me around, it might be a freshly made tomato pie. So
that's right.
I'll have to keep that event in mind. Well, as we've been talking about this, many of the things you can find by heading to hillsboroughnc.gov. As always, Mayor Jen Weaver, thanks so much. And we will speak with you again very soon.
Thanks for having me, Brighton. Talk to you next time.